Familie Auer.
Nochmal bitte. Ich habe sie heute getötet, Bonar, nachher bei Formby Point, Jenny, Merseyside. Ich sah, dich nicht kenne, in kleiner Meeresberührung, Thymian, wann? Sie sagt Spica, die Zwischenaugen des Menschenkochs. Und die Augen schlafe ich vollkommen, eines Mandrills ziehen vorüber. Ich sah, dich nicht kenne, aus kleinen, leuchtenden Blumenfrau benommenen Seen bei Blumenfrauen. Das Messer des Kochs in einer kleinen Berührung. Jenny sagt Bonars Garten. Er ist da. Da ist und leicht einen Bademantel trägt.
Thank you.
Die nächste Episode hören Sie heute in einer Woche. In der Zwischenzeit wartet die Familie Auer im Internet auf Ihren Besuch.
Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Wolfgang Schlag begrüßt Sie beim Kunstradio. Parts of Speech, Sprachfragmente, heißt das Stück der in San Francisco arbeitenden Pamela Sett. Seit mittlerweile 15 Jahren ist sie eine wichtige Künstlerin in der Performance-Szene der Bay Area Clubs. Auch in ihrem neuesten Stück Parts of Speech arbeitet sie mit Stimmfragmenten und Samples, mit reduzierter Sprache, aber auch mit griffigen Texten, wie sie in der Werbewelt der Slogans und Slangs nicht nur üblich, sondern obligat sind. Ausgangsmaterial ihres Stücks sind also Werbetexte, grammatikalisch und politisch korrekt, die in Pamela Setts Stück das Wort als Propaganda, als Machtinstrument bloßstellen. Doch Pamela Sett rettet in ihrem Stück das Wort in die Poesie, in die Musik zurück. Parts of Speech.
A. D. Ing. Z. Ed. And. D. Ing. Z. Is. Ed. Am. Up. To. And. Or. At. To. In. A. To. And. With. And. To. With. And. Or. Is. O. And. Up. To. In. With. And. Or. A. It. As. To. In. Ed. To. And. Is. And. Up. A. To. It. With. And. Or. In. O. And. To. In. A. It. As. In. A. It. O. As. In. And. In. To. With. And. Up. A. It. O. And. To. In. O. And. To. In. A. With. And. A. It. As. In. And. In. And. A. It. In. Ed. D. Is. And. If you are careful to learn correct word order, it is possible to create sentences that are grammatically correct. Noun, adverb, verb, pronoun, adjective, noun, preposition, adjective, noun. Waitresses usually offer us free coffee at Joe's Cafe. Subject, modifier, verb, indirect object, modifier, direct object, preposition, modifier, object of preposition. Women rarely give me three nations in front of sturdy DNA. You practically bring her androgynous statements in regard to younger fluid. Beverly always recommends my billiard table together with brushed understanding. I honestly write him 47 men between bleak visitors kindness modifier fresh verb do anybody object, anyone modifier coronation direct because object, of ambiguous modifier kindnesses, object of preposition us a it, in, ed work work ing work z work d is was, were are write write z write ing wrote. An idiomatic expression means something beyond the simple combination of the definitions of its individual words. Such expressions cannot be sensibly translated word for word into another language. Be careful to use idiomatic English, not unidiomatic approximations. Unidiomatic. Comply to, superior than, buy off of, in love of, crazy around, angry on, oblivious about, dress off, capable to, compare against, prior than, drop on, idiomatic, comply with, superior to, buy from, in love with, crazy about, angry with, oblivious to, dress down, capable of, compare with, prior to, drop in. Many a man is idiomatic. Many the man is not. Up to, with, and, or, oh, at, to, in, up, and, with, and, it, or, oh, at, to, in, and, up, to, with, and, with, and, or, at, to, in, up, and, with, and, it, or, it, in, with, and, or, oh, with, and, with, and, oh, and, at, to, and, up, and, with, and, it, or, and, up, to, with, and, to, and, with, and, it, with, and, or, and, to, in, up, it, and, with, and, it, or, and, it, and We the United States. Always acknowledge anybody. Allegiance. Conflicts. Acquisition of. Spirited. Disgust. Words are usually grouped into 8 classes or parts of speech, but the actual classification of any word is dependent upon its use in the sentence. He is reading a book. She got a good reading. The reading machine reads slowly and clearly.
Small talk. Noun. Casual or trivial conversation. Interjection. 1. A sudden, short utterance and ejaculation. 2. A part of speech usually expressing emotion and capable of standing alone, such as ugh, or wow, hello, or hey baby.
You say,
how's it going?
Like it's a command, not a question. It's kind of,
how's it going?
And,
how's it going, babe?
And what am I supposed to reply to that? And what if I don't feel like chatting? What about when you say,
looking good?
And I say, thank you, to be polite. The last time I checked, responding to a compliment does not constitute a marriage proposal. I said, thank you. That's not enough. Now you have to
walk with you.
And what about all those unwanted terms of endearment? All those mealy-mouthed
baby.
And all the grumbled
sugar.
And
sweetheart.
And
honey.
That I must endure just to get from point A to point B, night or day. I don't even know you. What do you say to your wife or your lover? What do you say to your real sweetheart if you say all those words to me? A person you've never even seen before. Do you say,
babe, love, sugar, looking good, babe, love, sweetheart, baby, honey, love, babe, sugar.
Or do you just come in the door and say, hello, that's a lovely hat you're wearing. Excuse me, can you tell me the time? Nice day, isn't it?
Baby. Honey. Sweetheart. Looking good, babe. Love. How's it going? Love. Honey. Walk with you. How's it going? How's it going, babe? Baby. Love. Walk with you. Sugar.
How's it going, babe?
Sweetheart.
Walk
how's it going, babe?
How's it going, babe?
Good.
How's it going?
How's it going, babe?
How's it going?
Sugar.
Sweetheart.
Good.
Baby.
Sugar.
Good.
How's it going, babe?
Sugar.
Walk with you.
Sweetheart.
Good.
Babe.
Sugar.
Sweetheart.
How's it going,
babe?
How's it going,
babe?
Walk with you.
How's it going,
babe?
Good.
Love.
Excuse me, may I get by?
Love. Baby. How's it going, babe?
Fine, thanks. Love.
Sugar.
Sweetheart.
Excuse me.
Walk with you.
No.
Sugar. Good, babe.
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
Babe. Honey.
Love.
Sugar.
No. No.
How's it going,
no.
Babe?
Love.
How's it
sugar.
Going?
No. No.
Sweetheart.
No.
Walk with you.
No. No.
No.
No.
No. No.
Sugar.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
No.
Hello, that's a lovely hat you're wearing. Excuse me, can you tell me the time? Nice day, isn't it?
Bit bod bite, 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 bit
bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit b
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
jargon geek speak.
I think a nerd is somebody who.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds.
What I call a geek.
The basic simple.
Nerd's got to be sort of smart or something. How? But a geek could just
computer
kind of
geek stuff.
Word geek.
Oh, a nerd is
a language. We
I like all that math.
And I refer
stuff.
To as geeking out.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds a machine or a really esoteric, like, logical to be really fascinating construct and likes to, and understands it, see what its limits are, and see exactly what it entails, play with it, and to the extent that they probably find it slightly more fascinating than conversation with most people.
The Unix operating system. I mean, when we say PC operating system, we probably
Mac. No question.
Which is a personal computer that came out in the mid '80s.
All the aspects of Unix that people hate.
I've heard good things about Plan 9, though.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
an incredible piece of cruft.
It's so gross. It's so crufty. It's this big organic
hacks piled on kludges, piled on unstable foundations. Really frightening to look at.
Translate all the computer stuff. Originally written as 32-bit able, didn't have the ability to handle 32-bit data paths in the ROM. The machines had the ability to handle it before the operating system did, and then eventually had to go back and write an operating system to CX, where you have to buy a little enabler patch 32-bit mode. But the way that they've designed the system software is that you can tell the system to not look in the ROM for the information,
toast.
But to look somewhere else in the system. You know, they just rewrite it in the system, and they change the pointer to
toast.
Where that particular bit of data
toast.
Is. It's physically hardwired into this little piece of information. Is this little piece of information?
There's a couple things. One of them is spamming. I'd be pretty much toast. That's not a good thing.
And when you get the math wrong, you're toast.
Get me in a lot of trouble. I would probably toast me.
Another thing that might be good to fry myself with.
Internet protocol. One little teeny control panel, Mac TCP. All that does is just translate all the computer stuff into TCP IP and then it's done. Bang. You know, things can still try and like grab memory space that they're not supposed to be able to grab and collapse the whole thing.
Cool little box that it was so beautiful in that it was all structured.
Cool little
this
box.
Is actually very, very, very cool.
That's just
this
a cool
really
thing
really
in and of itself.
Cool.
Like, how cool? Like, that's just a cool thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Someone's.
The most exciting thing in modern.
Cool! Although I do dream of computers, and I had one really weird dream where I was trying to move my arm by double clicking on it.
//backslash/lasersgate. And I would have to put that in the geek category. NER. Okay, so we're reading from the second college edition of the American
a carnival performer whose show consists of bizarre acts such as biting the head off a flight.
A geek is a person that bites chickens' heads off.
Well, a geek eats chickens' heads.
The nerd eats pizza. Of biting the head off a live chicken or snake.
The origins of the word aren't terribly pleasant.
Oh, a nerd is a
noun, slang, a socially inept, foolish, or ineffectual person.
Somebody that orders their pizza by their fax modem. Just fax in their orders for their pizza, and it gets delivered to their workplace, and they never have to leave.
What I call a geek, I think. I think
is what they call a nerd.
So nerds can be hip, but be nerds. But geeks, by definition, can't be hip.
So all geeks are that's nerds, one aspect what
I
think geeks.
Of
as
a nerd. So I would
nerd
sort
is
of
sort
call
of better
nerd
than
that.
Nerd doesn't have to be pejorative. Nerd can somehow be someone who's just really into their thing. Geek is just a loser completely somehow.
He was a nerd, not a geek, though, in that he wasn't really any good at anything.
A nerd's got to be sort of smart or something, but a geek can just kind of be...
A geek, you know, on the other hand, touch with, I think it's sort of the mainstream, which somebody, is not to say somebody who's a bit out of touch such a fabulous thing.
With their mother dresses them funny, they talk
one
funny.
One who eats computer
they,
bugs
it might
for
be
a living.
More technical people nerds
terrible.
Are better than geeks, though.
When you start calling something by its acronym, then you've, like, moved a step towards it. And when you've taken the acronym and started pronouncing the acronym as if it were a word, then you're being geekish.
That's where the geek code
they're
is.
Computer geek.
New Hacker's Dictionary, there it is.
FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. But people use it as an adjective, like, oh, I'll FTP that, not adjective, people use it as a verb, like, I'll FTP that over to you.
Have an entry for geek code and geek out. Maybe either a fundamentally clueless individual or a proto-hacker, also called Turbo Nerd, Turbo
Geek. GUI for graphical user interface, and CLUI for command line user interface.
You know, very technical conversation with someone in a context where this might not be considered really a great thing to do. So if you're at a party, you might say, oh, hold on, I'm going to geek out.
I mean, the pride comes and it's like, yeah, you know, this is who I am. A pocket protector, a slide rule is something of like, you know, the general, well, not slide rule because calculators work better. But like, you know, like a pocket protector, like taping your glasses, it's like, you know, you just, like having your glasses look nice is just not a priority. It just doesn't matter. You know, you'll dress how your parents dressed you in some like 1940s whatever. And so you've got like this bad knockoff of 1940s clothing. You know, why would I spend money on clothes when I could buy an external hard drive?
Ask, verb, asked, asking, asks. 1, to put a question to. 2, to seek an answer to, for example, ask a question. 3, to seek information about, for example, ask directions. 4, to make a request of or for example, ask me for money, asking a favor. 5, to require or call for as a price or condition, for example, ask $10 for the book. 6. To expect or demand, for example, ask too much of a child. 7. To invite, for example, ask them to dinner. To make inquiry, seek information, to make a request. Beg, verb, to ask for as charity, for example, beg money while sitting in a doorway, to ask earnestly for or of a treat, for example, beg me for help, to evade, dodge, for example, a speech that begged the real issues, to make a humble or urgent plea, beg money while sitting in a doorway, beg money while sitting in a doorway, beg money while sitting in a doorway, ask for help, begged money while sitting in the doorway. Ask too much, begged money while sitting in the doorway. Begged me for help, begged money while sitting in the doorway. Beg, 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 beg. Ask too much.
Please make change.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you folks. I'm homeless and I'm hungry. I was wondering if you'd be nice enough to help me out.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
Can you spare any change?
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get
home? Please remember those who paid the high price of our freedom by sending your tax-deductible gift.
Could you spare 80 cents?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you folks.
Help bring these veterans back to a useful, enjoyable life.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents?
Can you spare any change? Anything?
The support and generosity of our members is what keeps the magnificent doors of the museum
our next season everything it deserves to be.
For something to eat. Hey, sir, could you help a guy out with
his
dime
me,
today?
I'm hungry. I was wondering if you'd be nice enough to help me out.
All I need is 15 more cents to get out of the BART station.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
I say, sir, ma'am.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
I'm just simple and truthful. Well, I don't lay no story on him. I don't tell him no kind of story or anything else. I say, sir, ma'am, could you help a guy out with a dime today? You know what my name is? Ever since I've been out of the
25 years.
Ma'am, you're talking about money now. Anything?
Hey, could you help me,
please?
For something to eat?
All I need is...
Excuse me.
Your membership
is 80 cents to help me get home.
Get a hotel room for a
night. Please send the most generous contribution you can today.
Can you spare any change? Anything for something to eat, like now? It's a tan bag, so I'm a woman.
How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
You must have flown last night.
How is it ending?
You must have seen lots of views out the left window.
How is it ending?
Over the left wing.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone. By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip?
You must have
Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was
your
trip?
You must have
Where are you going?
Lots
what are you
having?
Views. How is it ending? How was your trip? Where
window.
Are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip?
Over
Where
the
are you
left
going?
Wing.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message,
you had gone.
You had gone.
How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip?
What are you having? Was it ending?
How was it ending? How was your trip?
What are you going?
Where are you going? What is it happening? How was it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How was it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip?
When do you you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? What are you going? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you going? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you having? How is it ending?
Up to, and, or, at, to, in, a, to, and, with, a, it, or, ing, ed, to, in, is, a, up, a, up, a, to, and, is, or, ed, or, at, to, at, in, a, in, a, with, a, it, or, ing, a, ing, ed, with, a, and, or, a, with, it, with, in, a, or, at, to, and, up, in, a, with, a, and, or, and, at, to, ed, with, and, is, or, and, up, to, in, a, or, and, a, it, ing, ed, zd, is, and, am. And words are usually grouped into eight classes or parts of speech. And. But the actual classification of any word is dependent upon its use in the sentence.
Parts of Speech von Pamela Sett. Kunstradio 6 Tage vor Weihnachten. Zeit für eine Radiopredigt von Bruno Pisek.
Hevel Havalim.
I can but keep the words which the Lord puts into my mouth.
Die Haut glüht wie ein Ofen von der Gluten der Lust. Vieni.
Mi manchi tanto, tantissimo.
Ihre Gluten sind Feuergluten, gewaltige Flammen. Wer von uns hält es aus neben dem verzehrenden Feuer? Wer von uns hält es aus neben der ewigen Glut? Du sollst in Flammen stehen, um zu leuchten. Besser, die Seele leidet, weil sie den Körper zerfetzt und verwest sieht, als dass sie wegen Nicht-Existenz nicht leidet.
I open my head, irresistibly, unstoppably, life spurts out.
Nur die Zärtlichkeit hilft.
Auch von der Begierde hätte ich nichts gewusst, wenn nicht das Gesetz gesagt hätte, du sollst nicht begehren.
Con gli occhi che cercano, con la voce di brezza dolce ed umido, canti sconfinata nostalgia. E poi devo dire che soffro di nostalgia.
Das Licht ohne gleißende Strahlen. Sehnsucht der Zunge nach dem Geruch deiner Haut, nach der verzehrenden Wärme deiner Zunge, die sich auf die meine legt.
Die die Hände antreibt, den Staub entfernt. I wish you were here. I would sing you a song. Embrace you with the sound of my voice.
Nicht die Frau verfügt über ihren Körper, sondern der Mann. Ebenso verfügt nicht der Mann über seinen Körper, sondern die Frau. Entzieht euch einander nicht.
Io sono del mio amore e lui mi desidera. Senza fine.
Mit einer süchtigen Zunge.
Con gioia e nostalgia.
If the heart is disciplined, the mind turns quickly from weakness to clarity.
Gioia. Prima che soffi la brezza della sera o le ombre si allunghino.
Dann atmet der Körper ruhiger. Dann erhebt sich die Seele.
Un po' troppo e un po' matto.
Das war das Kunstradio. Sie können übrigens mit uns auch ins neue Jahr hinüberrutschen. ORF Kunstradio grüßt die ganze Welt, Real Audio Live im Internet. Für heuer verabschieden sich Elisabeth Zimmermann, Heidi Grundmann und Wolfgang Schlag.